Maxwell House Coffee presents Good News of 1939. The makers of Maxwell House Coffee welcome you once again to an hour of entertainment from the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer studios in Hollywood. And here's your host for the evening, Robert Young.
Thank you, Ted, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the second lap of the Maxwell House Round the Year Derby, and we're already picking up speed. Tonight's gang of regulars includes Fanny Bryce and Hanley Stafford, Frank Morgan, Meredith Wilson, and that favorite of all of us, little Judy Garland. Our guest of honor tonight is a star of stars. She's one of the world's finest actresses and a charming person in her own right. She has just returned to Hollywood from New York, and to show our appreciation, we've decided to dedicate our entire Good News program to Miss Norma Shearer and her new picture, Marie Antoinette. Meredith Wilson starts us off with a medley including My Walking Stick, Hand Me Down My Walking Cane, and Happy as a Lark. Meredith, strike up the band for the Queen of France. Meredith.
Thanks, Bob.
I'll see to it that you get a couple of free tickets to Norma Shearer's picture.
What picture is that?
Meredith, do you know who this program is dedicated to?
Sure.
Who?
Maxwell House Coffee.
Maxwell House... Meredith, do you mind if I ask you a question?
Pray do.
You're a pretty smart fellow, aren't you?
I guess so. Didn't take me very long to figure out that puzzle you gave me last week, Bob. I had the whole thing by Saturday.
Now, don't bother me with puzzles. All I started out to tell you was the name of Norma Shearer's
picture. Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Don't tell you?
No, I'll make a puzzle out of it.
What are you talking about?
Well, we had heaps of fun with the other puzzle. It was a sizzler. All our house guests enjoyed working on it so much, and I thought if you could give us another one, it would make this coming weekend another razzmatazz.
Oh, razzmatazz, huh? Well, see if you can guess the name of Norma Shearer's new picture from this little puzzle.
Okie doke.
All right. You're friendly with a rich girl named Susie, and you're in love with a poor girl named Antoinette. Would you rather wed Susie or marry Antoinette?
Oh, well, that's a Lulu. But I think I'm on the right track already. Is it fair for me to ask just one question?
Pray do.
All right. How much money has Susie got?
That's not nothing to do with it.
Oh, you're trying to throw me off, eh? Well, all right. What does Antoinette look like?
Well, she's really something. She's gorgeous. She's luscious. Beautiful eyes. Kissable lips.
Oh, she is? And she has?
Oh, Senator Morgan is in again.
Yes, well, just tell me one thing, Bob. Is she of voting age?
Say, maybe that's a clue. I'll go think it over, Bob.
Oh, wait a minute, Dizzy. Aren't you going to say hello to your old pal, Frank Morgan?
Well, gee, Frank, I'd be tickled. Generally, you don't even notice me.
I'm laying 8-1. He wants something.
A vicious remark from the tongue of a small-soled heel.
Well, if the shoe fits, wear it.
Things have come to a pretty pass when a gentleman can't greet a fellow artist without being accused of ulterior motives. You think I stoop so low as to pretend affection for a colleague simply for worldly gain? Besides, Meredith, it's only a small favor.
Well, I'll be glad to oblige you if I can, Frankie. Frank.
Oh, no. Call me Frankie. The idea is I'd like you to get about 40 musicians and lead them in a political parade down Hollywood Boulevard. I think if they all wore uniforms, it'd be nice, don't you, Dizzy?
Uniforms?
Yes, well, maybe just white coats. The signs will look better anyway on white coats.
What signs?
Well, Morgan for Senator. Believe me, I'll appreciate this, Meredith.
Well, gee, Frankie, I'm supposed to be a dignified fellow. I can't wear a sign on my back.
Well, yes, and you're 100% right, dear. You can wear a high hat with neon lights. Now, the parade is next Wednesday.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Frankie. Do you realize this will cost you around $300?
$300? Are you going to let a few paltry pennies come between friends?
Well, I can't help it, Frankie. You know the union, how they
feel. Well, I should have known better than to degrade myself and ask a favor of an ex-flute player.
Well, but Frankie...
Now, don't call me Frankie.
Senator, please, remember your constituents.
Oh, for heaven, are those things showing again?
Meredith, you go work on your puzzle and I'll work on mine.